Hello, this is Deborah Cohen, A Story and a Song, and I'd like to celebrate with you. I have a new book on Amazon, and I think that it would interest a lot of people. The title is called Jewish Palestine, Arab Palestine, A History of Conflict, and the book content is inspired by the documentary Birth of a Conflict, where we discovered recently in the archives in the UK a document that reveals what happened during the British Mandate when there was land disbursement of Palestine under British rule. So if this interests you, then find some place to listen and maybe take notes for the next 30 minutes, and I will be right back after this message. Hello, this is Deborah Cohen, Deborah Cohen Music, and I'm so glad that you took the time to listen to my podcast, A Story and a Song. It's about my life to share some wisdom and some mistakes.
And I will be right back after this
message. That we can learn from together and laugh at, maybe, starting in the 80s in a new wave rock band in Boston, with two singles that are still available on Spotify, Boston Nights and Dreamin'. And then on my worldly journey that we're all on, I morphed into a spiritually dominant being where I am a truth seeker and write songs of praise while having one foot in the world writing sync music. So listen up and share.
And this is Deborah Cohen, and I'm glad you're here today in this month of May. Let's see, I think I have both chat boxes open in YouTube and also on Instagram. So if you're watching live, this would be a Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. My YouTube handle is at Jewish Rock Music, and my handle on Instagram is Deborah Cohen Music, DOTCOM. So let's dig right in. And my book was released this week. This is the first week of May 2024. I started to write this book after the October 7th, 2023 massacre. I started gleaning information about why there is so much conflict in the Middle East, and I wanted to know how I could help, because there's so much misinformation out there. We are in a propaganda war, and I see the college students with their passion acting out in hate because of misinformation. And I know that some of you will get mad at me, but I'm trying to create a platform of discussion where we can talk about Palestine, the origins of, in a civilized manner. There used to be, I don't know if there still is in public schools, a class where you learn debate. And the whole key with our youth, and a lot of adults as well that never learned this, is to be able to have a discussion with other people without getting angry, out of control anger, and without attacking the persons that you're debating with. This is a key to having a successful debate anywhere. But when you don't get your own way and you have temper tantrums and you start cussing people out and accusing them of racism, which is a popular race card in schools. I've heard it many times myself. Anyway, let's just get to the book, okay? Because that's why we're here. I am a 60s hippie, so I'm still banging the drum for peace. With my first book, Jewish Palestine, Arab Palestine, A History of Conflict, I will share two pages just to give you a little taste of what the book contains but you can find it on Amazon. I think it's on Goodreads and soon to be on BookBub, wherever books are sold. This book aims to provide a comprehensive overview of the history and complexities of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict that began to take root under British mandates when the land in question was known as Palestine. So right off the bat, this tells you that Palestine was ruled in the 20th century by the British. This information is an eye-opener for American college students and their professors, as well as the general public, American voters, Democrats, Republicans, and anyone interested in understanding the ongoing conflict in the Middle East. In the midst of a propaganda war, we need to dig for truth. On the 15th of Nisan of the year 2018 from creation, which would be 1743 BCE, God forged a special covenant with Abraham, in which the destiny of the Jewish people was foretold. The Holy Land was bequeathed to them as an eternal heritage. But first, they would have to experience galut, which means exile and persecution. Quote from the Bible, "And God said to Abraham, Know surely that your descendants shall be strangers in a land that is not theirs, and they will be enslaved to them, and they will afflict them for 400 years, and hopefully you know we're talking about Egypt, and afterwards they shall come out with great wealth. And when the sun went down and it was dark, behold, a smoking furnace and a burning torch which passed between those pieces. On that day God made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your seed I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates." End quote. And this can be found in the book of Bereshit, Genesis 15, verses 13 through 18. Now, I want you to think about that. And if you are a believer from the Hebrew Bible or the Christians that honor the Brit Chadashah without knowing that most, maybe 88% of what Jesus quoted was from the Torah because he was a Jewish rabbi, then the support for Israel should come from at least those two faiths. Let's keep listening with this review, and I thank you for listening. I also appreciate your comments so far, remaining civilized. The origins of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Israeli-Palestinian conflict was born into the reality of Israel-Palestine of the 20th century when Britain ruled over Palestine. At that time, the British rulers were drawing up documents behind the scenes to grant this land to both Jewish and Arab Palestinians. They were both called Palestinians at that time, as well as to Prince Faisal of Mecca and to France. Does this sound like a mess? It has only recently been discovered in 2024, or actually it was discovered in 2023. It's now 2024, and it's important to get this information out there. It was a time when Jewish settlers began immigrating to Palestine in response to global anti-Semitism and for a desire to return to the land of their ancestry, which was originally under the leadership of their patriarch, Abraham, who lived on this land formerly known as Canaan, located between Syria and Egypt. Now, many of you will be hearing this for the first time. Good morning, Marty. He's on YouTube. Thank you for being here listening. We welcome your comments. According to the biblical book of Genesis, this land was situated in the territory of the southern Levant, which is today Israel, including Judea, Samaria, as well as Gaza, and southern portions of Syria and Lebanon, from the Nile to the Euphrates. So we have this slogan going around in 2024, from the river to the sea. Well, the Bible says from the river Nile to the river Euphrates, that land belongs to God who gave it to the Israelites. So if you honor the Bible, then, you know, your beef is with God. Seriously, it is. Okay, let's continue with this book that I'm sharing, my new book, the contents of my new book, Jewish Palestine, Arab Palestine, A History of Conflict. And I hope that you will purchase it on Amazon and consider sharing it to help people who hate to realize that Israel is not to blame for the Middle East conflict. It originated at the time of the 20th century when that land was ruled by Britain. It was called British Palestine. Historically, the nation of Israel is inscribed on an ancient Egyptian document dated back to 1209-1208 BCE. So for those of you that think that the Jews don't have ancient roots connected to this land, well, the Egyptians wrote on a steel, they call it, which I've seen in the Cairo Museum. So you cannot deny the fact that the land of Palestine belonged to the Israelites before the Arab Palestinians ever existed. Ouch. The Jews of Canaan, where Abraham of the Bible is mentioned in the book of Genesis, are recorded on the Merneptah steel, which was discovered in 1896 by W.M. Flinders Petrie. Today, it is preserved at the Museum of Egyptian Antiquities in Cairo, which I have seen. It does exist. It contains one line about Israel. Quote, "Israel is wasted, bare of seed," end quote, in the context of a defeated state of Canaan, which is modern-day Israel, proof that Israel existed in Egyptian historical records. Marty says the Israelites are the guardians of the land of Hashem, the God of Israel, the creator of heaven and earth, of us all. So this should interest everybody. Despite what your beliefs are, you'll find out when you stand in line to explain what you did on earth while you were here. Every one of us will. Let's see, did the band Cream write about the White Room? I don't know if that's what they were talking about, but anyway. So a last paragraph I'll share from my book, and hopefully you're interested at this point. The Palestinian refugee crisis today is a direct result of the behind-the-scenes schemings of the British who ruled over Palestine, which later saw the establishment of the State of Israel. At that time, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were displaced from their homes and became refugees, a situation that remains unresolved to this day. So here we have like a deja vu experience where the Palestinians, the Arab Palestinians, let me clarify, were displaced from Gaza. They were already refugees at this point. And the thing is, you know, a refugee is somebody that is displaced from their country. And we have babies of refugees that are still in the refugee status, which they're not really not refugees anymore because they were born in Gaza. So that's another ball of wax that I try to clarify in my book. So I hope there's enough information there for you to want to read the book. And hopefully there'll be something in there that's helpful to you so that you can try to make this world a better place. Now, the protests that are going on right now in the major college campuses and the general public, you know, as a hippie chick, I've already been through this at Kent State in the 60s where they were protesting a different thing, the Vietnam War, but there were a lot more of us back then than there are currently now protesting against the wrong victim. You're not seeing the whole picture, and this is why you need to get this book. Thank you for listening, and for the rest of this broadcast, I'd like to share some information about Rosh Chodesh, which is coming up, I believe, Tuesday night, May 7th. It's a new moon. It's a celebration that has lost its notoriety and hopefully will come back because it's again a feast of the God of Israel that commands us to celebrate the new moon. And it was given primarily to women as a reward for not giving their jewelry to Aharon when they were building that horrible golden calf. God rewarded the women by giving them the celebration of the new moon. So women, if you're listening, Christians and Jews alike, you need to read up about this celebration. As a side note, I'd like to share, there was such a delay in me getting the release of this book out. And I believe that God has his own timetable that's not ours. And the book actually comes out during Parsha Achrayimot. And Achrayimot is about the scapegoat. And today in 2024, the timing of the release of this book comes during this Parsha where Israel is the scapegoat of hatred for blame when it isn't Israel's fault, the mess we have in the Middle East. This book explains why it's not Israel's fault about this big land dispute and conflict in the Middle East. Iyar, this new moon that's coming up, is also an acronym for healing. And what a perfect time for this book to come out with the intention to educate people and find a better way for the Middle East peace plan. Because we all know that the two-state delusion is not God's will. So if you want to fight with God and insist on a two-state solution, Israel has bent their knee to do so with the creation, I guess you could say, of West Bank, where there's all kinds of murders going on, and Gaza, where they're shooting rockets over the border into Israel daily. I just would like to ask you a question. You Americans that are protesting against Israel, do you think that our president for one second would tolerate rockets coming over the United States borders at civilians for 1 minute? Do you think that we would put up with that? So why are you asking Israel to tolerate rockets coming over the border daily, shooting, killing civilians, and Arab Palestinians coming over, even those that have Israeli citizenship, stabbing the Jews? Who in their right mind thinks that this is acceptable? It's not. People, you've lost your moral compass if you think this is acceptable. All right. I just keep getting thoughts about this book, but I want to get on because we're running out of time. Okay. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the month of Iyar. Oh, let me get to my different screen now that we're talking about Rosh Chodesh. I like this picture of the moon. ER is connected to the astrological sign of Taurus. Kabbalists explain that ER, which is spelt in Hebrew Aleph, Yud, and Yud Resh, is an acronym for Ani Hashem Rofecha. I am God the healer. Not just the healer, but your healer. We're talking about healing nations, healing hearts, healing everybody. Through this connection to healing, we can hopefully realize that healing is within each one of us. Even the haters out there have healing within them if they want to tap into it. We have the ability through meditating on the letters of the month and by maintaining absolute certainty in the light to connect to the unadulterated self. Each one of us has an unadulterated self, a soul that is pure because it's a piece, per se, of the God who made us. Think about that. Free of disease and any physical issues that we face is this unadulterated self. Taurus is ruled by the planet Venus, the Roman goddess for love and beauty. The Hebrew word for Venus is Nogah, which means light, and the month is also called the month of light. So, can we remove the darkness, the hatred, and look for the light within and illumine the light within to find wisdom in a better way to improve this world that we've been given to take care of? It is interesting to note that Venus, unlike all the other planets in the solar system, rotates clockwise from left to right, or from the side of judgment to mercy. We can learn from this that during the month of ER, Taurians have the opportunity to fuse the energy of light and judgment, converting the desire to receive for the self alone into the desire to receive in order to share. So instead of sharing hate for your fellow man or woman, you can share love, which you have inside of you. You are made with love. Taurians are typically very comfortable people, content with their relationships, possessions, and finances, and general well-being. And if you want to know more about this, you can go to the website TorahMystic.com. But in the few remaining moments, I'd like to share my recording of Psalm 104, because this, in Judaism, is the psalm that we read aloud for every new moon. And if you didn't know that, now you do. So I'm going to share Psalm 104, and consciously, if you're in a place where you can be in a meditative state, not while you're driving, please, and try to understand everything you've just heard and find something in your mental TV that looks like light within you and focus on fanning that flame of love until you get to a point where you can feel it within. And this might sound silly to you, but it works if you really believe it. You have to have the faith to believe that you are created in the light. You were created in the light. It's inside of each one of us. So let's meditate on that. Share it with somebody. If you know a hater or somebody that you'd like to share this book with but don't have the guts to tell them about it, then just give them a link to this YouTube video. Again, my handle is Jewish Rock Music. And I just wish everybody peace. Seriously, people, when you get to be a relic like me, you realize that time is short and you want to leave a legacy, not a legacy of hate. You want to leave good things for people to enjoy being on this planet called Earth. So thank you for listening. And here is Psalm 104.
Once upon a time, on the bustling campus of a renowned American university, a group of passionate college students were found every day shouting slogans, engaging in fiery debates, and holding protests against Israel. Their passion was fueled by certain misunderstood premises they'd heard in the news and in their classrooms. They believed they were fighting for justice, but deep down, something felt amiss. One day, a turning point arrived in the form of a revealing book, Jewish Palestine, Arab Palestine, A History of Conflict. As they turned the pages, they began to question their own beliefs. They discovered that much of their anger was based on half-truths and manipulated facts, and their misplaced hatred started melting away. Suddenly, the world wasn't as black and white as they once thought. So, they decided to correct their course, turning their energy towards spreading positivity and understanding. Armed with knowledge and truth, they embarked on a mission to shed light on the real issues and promote harmony over hate, demonstrating that it's never too late to learn and rectify.
Through a series of testimonies made available through audio recordings from the Palestinian police and by interviews recorded in a secret British document that was discovered in the UK, we can finally understand how this conflict began in the Middle East.
This is a must read for every person engaged in discussions today about the Muslim-Jewish conflict. Look for it today on Amazon.com. Jewish Palestine, Arab Palestine, A History of Conflict by author Deborah Cohen.